Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you will listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given either by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, the observance of the Lord's Day as a day of worship and service to the Lord is of New Testament origin. In the Old Testament, under the law of Moses, God's people observed the Sabbath. And so it's necessary to study in our study today the passing of the Old Testament and the establishment and the significance of the New Testament. When we look at the Sabbath and when it was instituted, the word Sabbath is first mentioned in Exodus 16, verse 23, and there it's in connection with the giving of the manna. It was not a day given to be kept holy in Genesis 2, verses 1 through 3, as the Sabbatarians suppose. You see, in Genesis 2, the first three verses, is a statement of fact that God rested on the seventh day, and that it was at some later date that he sanctified and blessed the seventh day, because that in it he had rested from all of his work. So when was the Sabbath commanded? It was commanded in Exodus, the 20th chapter, after Israel had been delivered from Egyptian bondage. We read in Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, at verse 15, "And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." So we see that it was on Mount Sinai, when the law was given, that God instituted this Sabbath. And the reason for it was that he wanted Israel to remember that they had been given rest from their bondage in Egypt for those 400 and some years that they were in Egyptian bondage. And the fact being, too, when you think about it, that Moses had to ask God how to punish the man who had picked up sticks on the Sabbath shows that the Jews were not accustomed to keeping the Sabbath. And we read about that in Numbers chapter 15, in verses 32 through 36. See, if Israel had been keeping the Sabbath for some 2,500 years, then they would certainly have known what to do at this point in time with a man who violated the Sabbath. What was the purpose of observing the Sabbath? Well, again, the purpose was specified in Deuteronomy 5, verse 15. It was to cause the Israelites to remember that while they were in Egypt, they had no rest. But now God has delivered them and has given them rest. And so it was to be a sign between God and Israel. We read about this in Exodus chapter 31. Notice as we begin reading in verse 13. "Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, Surely my Sabbath you will keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death. But whosoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. Work will be done for 6 days, But the Sabbath day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation as a perpetual covenant. And in verse 17, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. So it was a sign between God and the children of Israel, that they might know that it was God who sanctified them. So that was the purpose of observing the Sabbath. Now, again, let's be sure we understand to whom was the Sabbath given to be observed. Again, what we've just read in Exodus 31, verses 13 through 17, tells us that it was a sign between God and the children of Israel. Going back to what we read earlier in Deuteronomy chapter 5, the covenant, we see, was a part between God and the children of Israel. Let's look at Deuteronomy 5, beginning with verse 1. Moses called all Israel and said to them, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. And the Lord talked with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare to you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up the mountain." So we see then that the Sabbath was a part of a covenant between God and the children of Israel. The covenant was not given to the fathers of Israel before their coming to Mount Sinai, or Mount Horeb as it's called here. The covenant was not given to the Gentiles. The Sabbath was a memorial to an event that was peculiar to the Jewish family. And that peculiar event, we go down into Deuteronomy 5 and verse 15 that we read a moment ago, to remember that they were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord God had brought them out by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. And the verse says, therefore, that is based on these reasons that you were a slave in Egypt, therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath. So the Gentiles were never delivered from Egyptian bondage. You and I today have never been delivered from Egyptian bondage, nor has our ancestors, because we are not Jewish. We are, for the most part, most of us are Gentiles. So we are not to observe the Sabbath day in the memory of such a man. Well, let's look at how that the word Sabbath is used in the Scriptures. The word Sabbath is used really several different ways, but it is used to signify rest. The Sabbath day was the seventh day. We know that from Exodus chapter 23. It's in verse 10. 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in the produce, but the seventh year you shall let it rest and be followed. Verse 12, 6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest. So we see then that the seventh day is the Sabbath. The Sabbath day was a rest day, as we saw there in verse 12. See, God delivered Israel from Egyptian bondage and gave the Sabbath as a day of rest so that it might be a memorial to them of what God had done for them. God gave the seventh day as a rest day, because that was the day in which he rested from his work of creation, as we noted a moment ago in Genesis 2. The word Sabbath is also used to refer to a week in Luke 18 and verse 12, where it says, "I fast twice in the week." In the Greek it said, "I fast twice in the Sabbath." And also we see that there was a sabbatical year. We read about that in Leviticus 25, which indicates the seventh year. And we find that sometimes that the word Sabbath is a word that's used in a general sense of all of the Jewish festivals, like we read in Leviticus 19 and verse 3. But how was the Sabbath to be observed? Well, we don't have time to run through all these verses, but just to tell you what these verses say, and we'll give you the verse if you have taken notes or whatever. There was to be no work. Well, we read that a moment ago in Exodus 31, verses 13 through 17. And that's not the only place where that the command was given that there was to be no work done on the Sabbath. Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11 says the same. Also, Exodus 23, verses 19 through 12 say the same, and there are others. Also, they were not to gather food, nor were they to bake or to boil food. This restriction was found in Exodus 16, verses 23 through 26. Exodus 35, in the first three verses, says that on the Sabbath they were not to kindle a fire. Of course, in Numbers 16, we read of the incident of the man that picked up sticks, so they were commanded not to pick up sticks on the Sabbath. And they were to bear no burden, as Jeremiah 17, verses 21 and 22 shows. They were not to sell or to buy on the Sabbath, Nehemiah 13, verses 15 through 21. They were not to travel, but only what was called a Sabbath day's journey. And that was read in Matthew 24 in verse 20, and that was about 5/8 of a mile. A little over a half of a mile was the most that they could travel on the Sabbath. It was to be a holy convocation, as Leviticus 23 in verse 3 declares it. And it was on the Sabbath day that we read in Numbers 28 verses 9 and 10 that they were to sacrifice two lambs of the first year that were without spot and blemish, along with 2/10 deal of flour mingled with oil. So this is how that the Sabbath day was to be observed. Things that were to be done, restrictions as to things that could not be done. And we find, too, that the statement is that Sabbath observance was to cease. You know, there's some who try to have us to believe that the Sabbath was a perpetual covenant based on that statement in Exodus 31 and verse 16. And therefore they conclude that the Sabbath was something that was to never end. Well, the Sabbath was no more of a perpetual covenant than incense and animal sacrifices, because the same thing is said of incense and animal sacrifices in Exodus 30 and verse 8, as well as Numbers 28, verses 1 through 10. So yes, the Sabbath was a perpetual sign between God and Israel as his chosen people, but when Israel ceased to be God's chosen people, the Sabbath ended. So see, the Sabbath was given to fleshly Israel, but it was to cease when spiritual Israel took the place of fleshly Israel. And so the Sabbath was to cease, was prophesied, and it was fulfilled. It was prophesied to cease in Hosea 2 and verse 11, and we see the fulfillment of that in Colossians 2, verses 14 through 17. Amos spoke of the ceasing of the Sabbath in Amos 8, verses 1 through 10, and we see the fulfillment of that in Matthew 27, verses 45 and 46. And two, Zechariah prophesied of the ceasing of the Sabbath in Zechariah 11, verses 10 through 14, and we see the fulfillment of that in Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 and 15. So the first covenant was fulfilled, and Jesus took it out of the way. And it's important to remember that the words of the covenant were on tables of stone, and they were the Ten Commandments, as Exodus 34 and verse 28 teaches. And so Paul said that this covenant was made old by a new covenant in Hebrews 8 and verse 13. Those handwriting of ordinances was nailed to the cross, Colossians 2 and verse 14. Friends, we see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.